Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Radio soundtrack of the resistance. I'm your host and producer, Skidmark Bob. Check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com to download the show. Links to the artists. That was Arch Enemy off of their 2007 release, Rise of the Tyrant, with the fitting opening track, Revolution Begins. With vocalist Angela Gossow setting the tone for the show of all female bands and artists and female fronted bands and artists. The rich history of women in metal and rock punk scenes is vast and rapidly becoming the norm in a music style traditionally dominated by men. So let's take a look back at history to women in metal and rock and a clip from the excellent documentary by Sam Dunn called Metal, A Headbanger's Journey. Coming up, we got some Civette, No Barbies, L7, Crucified Barbara, Skunk Anise, and Bongwater. So stay tuned to Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance, this all-female bands and artists, female fronted bands and artists. Stay tuned.
I think that, like, in the classic age of metal, women didn't really participate or create it or have any power in it. All women did was hold the boyfriend's jacket at the corner of the pit. They were not involved at all. But then something happened. Let's go!
There's a definite element of respect. When we go on stage, people do give us a great deal of respect, which is fantastic. But I've been in bands before girls' school that have been on stage, people asking me if I'm tuning the guitar for the guitarist or, you know, that sort of patronising comment. Because they don't expect a female to get up and play guitar. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way it's always been. Come on, let's go!
Girl band around then, girls' school, on their first tour, you know, nobody else would touch them with the yardstick, you know. And we took, even the rest of my band said, oh, they're girls, you know. I said, fuck that, they're good, you know. It doesn't matter, you know. And people would always say about Kelly, oh, she's pretty good for a girl. I said, she's better than you, man, you know.
We actually interviewed Kim and Jackie. I asked them about metal being a boys' club.
And they agreed.
Well.
Although, I tell you what, they have as much fun on the road as I ever seen a guy band have, you know. I mean, they're just graceful, you know what I mean? And they drink you under the table too, those chicks.
Well, I don't have any more questions.
All right, Sam, so, and you didn't even ask what's it like to be an all-girl band, did you?
Oh, an all-girl band.
Okay, what is it like to be an all-girl band?
Crap! What's it like to be an all-guy band?
She's fast, she's lean, she's bright.
Hey, I'm going to have to ask you all to get really close on the microphones. Do me a favor. Go down the line here. Tell me who you are and what you do in the great band Civette.
I'm Liza Graves. I sing and I play guitar.
I'm Danny Harwin. I do drums.
She does drums.
Sorry, I needed a moment for that one. I'm Jackie Valentine, and I play bass and do backup vocals.
Hey, what's up? I'm Susie Homewrecker, and I play guitar and do backup vocals.
It's an old song, but the lyrics are true. Despite all my pain, I keep coming back to you. I kept to take it, take it, take it one more time. It wouldn't be love if it wasn't.
Girl school, women have become much more visible in metal. Not only are they fronting some of the world's biggest metal bands, but they are now mastering the once male-dominated technique of extreme guttural vocals.
it's like you meet, when you go on the festival, you meet lots of women nowadays who are in the band. And so it's not that boys' club anymore. And I think boys are happy about that as well. Because, I mean, it must have been a bit boring. I mean, like, it's just guys, sweaty, ugly guys around you. Nowadays, it's, you know, it's a couple of females. It kind of loosens us up, you know? I get a lot of mails from young girls saying, well, I saw you live, and that was just great to see that a woman can pull that off, and I just joined a band now, and I want to do that myself.
Is having kind of a tough persona on stage, is that important to you?
Yeah, because I am tough on stage. You know, I feel very strong on stage, and I want to give that to the people in front of that stage, that you can just have a lot of strength and power and just want to give it to these people, and they take a bit of that home.
Yeah! baby Porsche and your slick mink Paletico. Yes, it's fucking Paletico. Everything's Paletico. Yes, it's fucking satirical. Everything's satirical. Yes, it's fucking Paletico. Everything's Paletico. All your views, so you can prop up your fake cool. A puppet, all the same, political. Yes, it's fucking political. Everything's political. Yes, it's fucking satirical. Everything's satirical. Yes, it's fucking political. Everything's political.
That was Skunk Anise with Yes, It's Fucking Political on this special edition of Pop Defect Radio featuring all female artists and female fronted bands and artists. I don't have a lot of time to go through the playlist right now. Please check out popdefectradio.blogspot.com. Download the show and links to these artists. We're going to end with a classic from Bong Water and the Power of Pussy. Thanks for listening to Pop Defect Radio soundtrack of the Resistance.